online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Josh Coop.
We should find out more this afternoon about plans to rebuild Rochester Prison. It's part of a multi-billion pound government scheme to deal with overcrowding and get rid of outdated buildings. There's also expected to be an announcement about two new prisons in Yorkshire and Wells. Elsewhere this lunchtime, new figures show hospitals in England are ignoring limits on how much they spend on locum doctors. It's emerged Medway Maritime in Gillingham is one of the worst offenders in the country, as Annie Green reports.
And investigations found NHS hospitals breached the cap nearly a quarter of a million times in 3 months. Shehnaz Somji runs the Locum Doctors Association.
They could have 5-6 offers of jobs for the same day. They'll choose the best.
One doctor earned £125,000 in 3 months. Cathy McLean is from NHS Improvement, which is trying to cut freelance bills.
That doesn't feel right or fair, and it's also not good use of the taxpayers' money.
Officials admit more needs to be done to reduce spending on locums.
A man who sexually assaulted a girl after sending her messages on Facebook and Snapchat has been locked up for 2 years. Brandon Lucas was only 17 when he carried out the attacks in 2014 and 2015. The 20-year-old from Willow Crescent in Five Oak Green will serve that time in a young offenders institution. Two men who threw objects during violent protests in Dover have been locked up for a total of almost 2 years. Police found CCTV of the pair who had travelled from Wells and County Durham to take part in the march last January. More than 50 people have now been convicted for their part in the violence.
KMFM News.
Politicians have been speaking in Westminster this lunchtime about plans to make Kent ready for Brexit.
We're going to ask my Radwell friends to take a close interest in making sure Kent's ports are ready for Brexit on day one, not just for customs, but also that the M20 lorry park's on schedule, the A2 upgrade and the Low Thames Crossing are taken forward.
That was Dover and Deal MP Charlie Alphick. He was asking the Prime Minister about work to make sure our infrastructure is ready. She said Highways England is working on a number of projects to improve transport links across the county.
They're currently considering the findings of the Lower Thames Crossing consultation, and Highways England will be doing more detailed work on the A2. And the Home Office will be looking very closely at what measures need to be in place for Brexit and for those coming across the border into Dover.
It comes as the government's spending watchdog says plans to improve some roads in England could be scrapped. 16 out of 112 major schemes announced in 2014 will have to be shelved because of finances.
This is KMFM.
The first of several so-called pod homes have been unveiled in Medway today. The ready-made properties are designed to speed up house building in the towns. It's around 40% quicker than traditional methods and also costs a lot less. Councillor Gary Etheridge is involved in planning at Medway Council.
These buildings are designed and built in a factory. And by coming along and seeing the finished product today, I must admit I'm very impressed by not only the materials used, but the design that's been used and the general layout of the property.
And 1 million people have now bought Ed Sheeran's new album. Divide was only released 16 days ago, but it's already at number one here in the UK and in the States. The KMFM biggest concert artist also takes the top spot in the singles chart.
KMFM Sport with Passmores.co.uk. Sheds, chalets and garden workshops. Sale now on.
Well, England will be looking for a repeat of their performance from a year ago when they faced Germany later. The sides meet in a friendly in Dortmund. Under Roy Hodgson last March, they came from 2-0 down to win 3-2 against the same opponents. Tonight's game will be Gareth Southgate's first since becoming permanent England manager.
It's not comfortable for someone like myself to look in the mirror, but I think that's what we have to do as a football nation. You know, we've got to seriously say, OK, what is needed to improve? We're an island. We've got to get off the island and learn from elsewhere.
It comes 4 days before a World Cup qualifier against Lithuania. Kick-off tonight at 7.45. Closer to home, Maidstone United unveiled a new £75,000 stand at the Gallagher last night, boosting capacity to more than 4,200. The Stones managed to finish 1-1 against Sutton United, taking them to 6 games unbeaten in the National League. Boss Jay Saunders says it could have been better though.
Our final ball was poor today. We looked like recently we'd been quite clinical in front of goal, but I thought really in the final third we were a little bit sloppy.
Elsewhere, Ebbsfleet beat Bishop Stortford 8-0 at home, and Dartford beat Margate 4-0 at Prince's Park.
Thank you, Joe. That's the latest. Next update at 2.